Practically every animal that gets around on two feet has bones to help it do the job. Scientists have now discovered a boneless creature that can walk on two legs. Well, on two arms, actually. NPR's Richard Harris prepared our report with a little help from our CD collection.
Berkeley graduate student Chrissy Hufford spends a lot of time underwater. She says she hums along to tunes in her head as she studies an animal of endless fascination to her, the octopus. Come on, come on, do the love of magic with me. Usually, she says, octopuses use all eight of their arms in order to get around on the seafloor.
They normally crawl by sprawling their arms around the body and pushing and pulling themselves in any given direction.
But one day, while Hufford was helping a film crew in Indonesia, she saw something truly strange, an octopus walking on just two arms. One step at a time, boy. She was stunned. Just one
step at a time. As it's crawling, it lifts six of its arms up under the body, so its body is ball-shaped, and the two back arms are still left to crawl along the bottom, and they walk bipedally.
She thought it was just a fluke. But one day, while she was swimming and humming in the waters off Australia, she came across a second species of octopus also walking on two limbs.
It walks by raising six of its arms above its head, and the two back arms are under the body, rolling much like conveyor belts or the way a tank tread works under the body and almost creating a full wheel at times.
This was definitely worth a quick note to the journal Science. Hufford dashed off the paper with the help of two colleagues.
Hey, babe, take a walk on the wild side. I said, hey, honey, take a walk on the wild side.
Their walking behavior allows them both to move quickly and retain their camouflage so that they can escape without ever being detected in the first place by a potential predator.
The octopus that holds its arms up ends up looking like algae. The one that tucks its arms under ends up looking like a coconut. And coconuts are everywhere on the seafloor where these octopuses live. Oh, and by the way, here's the one song Hufford tries not to hum as she uncovers the secrets of striding cephalopods.
I'd like to be under the sea in an octopus's garden.
Or octopuses might seep into every aspect of my life, so.
He'd let us in. Knows where we've been in his octopus's garden in the shade.
Richard Harris, NPR News.
I'd ask my friends to come and see.
You have to see it to believe it. Videos of the algae octopus and coconut octopus walking are at our website, npr.org.
Under the sea, in an octopus's garden, in the shade.